My life, my case, what I bring here is not strange or different. That is a great concept that I implore every alcoholic and drug addict to grab a hold of. But that comes from an affirmation for your own life to know I'm not strange and I'm not different. As you mantra that about 10 billion times, you'll start to believe it. But at that point, you just need to know that other people know this as a truth. And can I trust that? Can I trust that it's just my disease that tells me I'm strange or I'm different? Can I realize that I am not strange or I'm different, and then find out what that means? Strange or different means to sit in rooms just like this and not fit in, feel like you're not gelling with everybody in the room. That's the feeling of strange or different. If it's not treated, then it just continues to go on. Strange or different is to walk into your business or wherever you're working, and maybe you had a bad morning and you just can't relate to anybody and you're feeling alienated. Again, strange or different. Driving down the freeway, looking at somebody drive another car, you're strange or different. Sitting in rooms, hearing people talk about the good life, and you going, how come I don't have that life and they only got 30 days of sobriety and I got 30 years? That's strange or different. The application is in that moment to know and affirm for your own life with a power greater than any human power. No, it's a lie. It's one of those great lies that I live by all my life that's been tugging me around by my nose, and it's not the truth. I am not strange and I am not different.